We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for taking time to listen to the Refresh radio broadcast. This is Bob Arthurs coming to you on behalf of Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street in Merritt Island, Florida. We are two blocks north of 520, two blocks west of Courtney Parkway, right in the heart of the Merritt Park Place area of Merritt Island. If you are looking for a church, we would love to have you visit with us. Tomorrow will be our vintage worship service. It will be taking place from at 11 a.m., and then our Boys and Girls Ministry will be taking place tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. So if any of those ministries would be a blessing to you, we encourage you to come and be a part of that. Our ladies have their annual women's conference up in Daytona Beach this week, the Thrive Conference, and looking forward to God doing amazing things in our way. And I'll just say this, we're not a big church, but we have some phenomenal people that attend our church. I am privileged to be the pastor of this church. And you say, well, it's a very small church. Yes, it is. But I'm telling you, we have phenomenal people of faith, phenomenal people of love and compassion. And so I just want to take some time and, you know, give a shout out of thanksgiving to the Lord for the wonderful people that are there at the church. They care for one another. They care for the lost. They care for the kingdom of God. And so I'm very thankful for them and want to let them know it today. So this coming Sunday, we will be having our normal Sunday services, Sunday morning Sunday school at 9:30, Sunday morning worship at 10:30, and then our Sunday p.m. service at 6:30 p.m. And so we encourage you, if you are able to come to any of those, we would love to be able to be a blessing to you. With that being said, I didn't mention on yesterday's broadcast, but I wanted to mention it today. We are gearing up now for our Thanksgiving outreach, where we will be taking entire Thanksgiving dinners to some lower income areas in Brevard County. Last year, we did this and blessed about 50 households with Thanksgiving dinner, and we're hoping to increase that this year and maybe expand into other areas. We are able to provide the turkey, the potatoes, the eggs, the pumpkin pie, the canned vegetables, milk, eggs, you name it, you know, from the beginning all the way to the end of a tremendous Thanksgiving dinner. We're able to do all of that for about $20 a household. And so we're looking to raise about $2,000 towards this Thanksgiving outreach. And if God so moves upon your heart to assist us in that, we would be most grateful. We just, like we talked about last week, we want to be blessed. And Psalm 141, I'm sitting here looking at the verse now, blessed is he who considers the poor. And so this is going to be an outreach that we do that's, you know, is for some of the lower income areas in Brevard County, because Jesus died on the cross to save them as well. So we want everybody to have a great Thanksgiving dinner. Do want to remind you of some of our other ministries, Advanced Christian Training Schools. They are meeting at the church today, Tuesday. If you want more information on that, this is a ministry that meets at our church, 633-0432, Ted and Linda Empsom. Have more information. It's a free video Bible school. It's not accredited or anything like that, but if you want sound biblical teaching that will help you to mature in your faith. That's a great free resource that is available to you, 633-0432. We also have JITS Concrete in Cocoa. You can call Greg at 536-5804 for all of your concrete needs. Also, we have two partners in the air conditioning business. We have Bill Andriak with Creative Air Conditioning Solutions at 759-3284. And then Carla and Dennis at Wyrick Air, 632-9538. Both of those companies have done work at our facility, and they can take good care of you. So 632-9538 and 759-3284. So that's pretty much what is taking place there. Looking to see if there's any other announcements that I've missed. I think I mentioned the Vintage Worship Service tomorrow at 11. So if you're able to make it out for that, we would love to have you. Today we are going to be in Isaiah chapter 58. Isaiah chapter 58. We are going to be continuing our spiritual bodybuilding series on growing stronger in the Lord. God wants us to have strong hands, that our grip should be firmly in His hand. And so I pray that as we are imparting strength through this broadcast today, that you are growing stronger and stronger in your faith, that things that used to cause your spiritual knees to buckle in the face of adversity, that you're no longer intimidated by that. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were talking about this company, and their budget, there was a budget differential, and for the entire month it was like, you know, less than $200, and they were kind of freaking out. And I was like, you know, there was probably a day in my life where that figure was intimidating for me, but today is not that day. I know that my God is bigger than two $100 bills. And so today I'm so thankful that I don't have to be intimidated by the things. In fact, the lessons that God has taught me in the past cause me to face even bigger giants today, knowing that my God is bigger than those are. So our goal in this broadcast is to create men and women of supernatural strength. Not that people can break 2x4s or things like that unless needed, but people who overcome temptation, who overcome complacency, who overcome a lack of involvement, who overcome sin, who overcome the power of the enemy, who know how to wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, who know how to take thoughts captive and bring it into subjection to Jesus Christ. That's what we're raising up here. Right now we're in a sub-series here on being strengthened to be healed. And so today we're going to be in Isaiah 58, and it says in verse number 6, "Is this not the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out? When you see the naked, that you cover him, and not hide yourself from your own flesh. Then your light shall break forth like the morning, your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, 'Here I am.' If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger and speaking wickedness, if you extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then your light shall dawn in the darkness, and your darkness shall be as the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought and strengthen your bones. You shall be like a well-watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. Those from among you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. And so what a tremendous passage of scripture here. This scripture describes to us the type of fasting that God has chosen for us, and he just begins to describe it. And it's not the fast that you and I would think of, where we are doing, you know, without Pepsi or doing without Coca-Cola or doing without ice cream or doing without this or doing without that. Instead, he says, this is the type of fast that I have chosen. Loose the bonds of wickedness. Now, that is a very interesting way that God has phrased this through the prophet Isaiah. And what you see in this passage is that wickedness is a binding. It's something that constricts us. It constrains us. It removes our liberty from us. And this was being addressed to people who had the authority and the power to break the bonds of wickedness, because it was not just affecting them. It was affecting the entire nation. And so, you know, in spite of Supreme Court rulings, in spite of, you know, what this country has deemed to be legal, it still does not mean that God has decreed it not to be wickedness. What God has defined as wicked is still wicked, and that which God has described as righteous is still righteous. And so please hear me today. If is sin in your life, if it's lying, it's a bondage to you. It will weaken you. If it is sexual sin, it is a bondage. It will bring death to your life. If it is stealing, whatever it might be, those things do not bring freedom. They bring bondage. And so today, I want to be the proclaimer of liberty to you. And that is when Jesus comes and he imparts the truth. It says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. It is not just the truth that sets us free, but it is the knowing the truth that sets us free. It is applying the truth that sets us free. And so when God says that wickedness is bondage, he says there are people that have the authority to loosen that. And so today I want to tell you what Jesus said. He told the disciples, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And so we have been given the authority to bind and loosen, because all authority has been given to Jesus Christ, all authority in heaven and on earth. And so today I want to proclaim to you that you are not the perpetual victim of wickedness, but instead you are victorious. Jesus came to set you free. I am so thankful for the things that God has forgiven me of, delivered me from, and empowered me so that I don't suffer from those things again. He goes on and he says, this is the type of fast that I've chosen, to undo the heavy burdens and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. Now, what he's describing here is people who kept other people oppressed and broken and in bondage. And so today, I describe to you that Jesus Christ, he does not want us oppressing one another. He wants us treating one another with love, with compassion, with integrity, recognizing that we are brothers and sisters. And so he says, if you see a brother in need, don't just postpone helping, but do what you can to bring help at that point in time. And so he says, not only to loose them, but also to destroy the yoke that had them bound in the first place. I will tell you this. I don't know that I've ever phrased this. You were created for a yoke. You were created for a yoke, but it was not the yoke of oppression. It was the yoke of Jesus Christ, where Jesus said, take my yoke upon you, for my burden is easy. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Because there is a yoke of oppression, and then there is a yoke of covenant. I do not look at my covenant with my wife as a burden, but I look at it as a yoke of blessing. And so today, I want to speak to you today. You were created for a yoke, but it was not to be oppressed or to oppress, but instead to walk in covenant with Jesus Christ. And, you know, in 1 Corinthians, it says, do not be unequally yoked. Well, I want you to know that when Jesus invites me to take part in his yoke, it is because he is wanting me to partake of his strength. He is able to do things that I am not, but I am along on the journey. And it reminds me of a story that I was told about the Chicago Bulls back when Michael Jordan was there. And there was a player on the Bulls, Michael Jordan, and he had just scored over 60 points in a playoff game. And so at the post-game news conference, everybody was surrounding him. I mean, it was reporters, multiple layers deep. And there was one reporter, and he just couldn't get to him. And so he found a rookie that was on the team, and he had only managed to score 2 points in the game. And I think Michael Jordan had scored like 62 points or 64 points. I think it was 62. And he said, so tonight you watched Michael Jordan score 62 points and you only scored 2. What are you going to tell your grandkids about this night? He said, you know, I'm going to tell them about the time in the playoff game where Michael Jordan and I partnered together to score 64 points and defeat our opponent that night. And you know, what he was saying is he did most of the work, but I contributed. We were on the same team together. And so I want you to know that with Jesus and in covenant with you, that you and I, we walk together and he does most of the work, but we are learning from him. We are becoming like him. We are walking in meekness and humility, but we are walking in strength. I'm telling you that God wants to use you if you and I will just destroy the yoke of oppression and take upon us the yoke of blessing and covenant that God has for us. It says, is it not to share your bread with the hungry and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out? And when you see the naked, that you cover him and not hide yourself from your own flesh. And so here we talk about meeting those felt needs. And I told you on yesterday's broadcast that we were going to be praying. So let's just take a moment right now and pray for that person that that God has laid upon your heart. Father, Lord, we are praying and asking for you to make it divinely possible for us to share the good news of Jesus Christ with the love of God. And Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would reveal to us from heaven a need that they have in their life, whether it's financial, whether it is food, whether it's shelter or clothing, whatever it might be. God, I pray that you would reveal it to us and empower us to be able to meet that person's need in Jesus' name. Lord, that their heart would become tender before you, that they would say yes to Jesus Christ. Father, from the southernmost to the northernmost tip of Brevard County, redeem the lost this week. This month, in Jesus' name, we thank you for new names being written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We thank you, God, that it is your desire to partner with us in reaching the lost of this community. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, God could have chosen to write the good news of Jesus Christ in the heavens, and the heavens do declare the glories of God. But when it comes to reaching people, God has, by his choice and by his design, chosen to partner with you and I to communicate the love of Jesus. And so do not miss out on that blessing. Ask God to open your eyes to see people who have needs in their life, because it will be a blessing to them. And then here's the other thing. Now we're getting ready to talk about things that are going to transpire in our life as a result of doing what God has talked about in these previous verses. Then your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily. And so when you and I begin to do the work of God, it says that our light is going to come. That's a light of revelation for us. That is a light that gives direction for us. But it is also us communicating the light that is available to those who are in darkness. And so if you want your influence with the lost to increase, we need to start living out on a daily basis these practical steps of wisdom and advice that God has for us in Isaiah chapter 58. I want Merit Assembly of God's light to increase. I want the light of influence that Bible preaching churches in this community have. I want it to increase. Our country is growing more and more fond of spiritual darkness, and we need the light. In fact, the thing is when the darkness increases, the light shines more brightly. It is more easily seen. It is more distinct. And so I don't want you to be discouraged today. I don't want you to be depressed spiritually. I want you to realize that we have a great opportunity to share the light of Jesus Christ. But the other benefit is that the healing that I need in my body, it says that it will come, and it will come rapidly. It will come forth speedily. It will come forth turbocharged. It will not delay. And so I am so thankful that God says, when you are about my business, I am going to make you whole. And says, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. You know, there used to be a saying, I don't know if many people still say it anymore, but it went like this. I've got your back. I've got your back. In the military and in the police, they say it, I've got your six. In the kingdom of God, when we are going forth, this is not a standing still. This is not a promise for those who are stationary in their faith and not engaged in their faith. But this promise is for those who are active in their walk and in their pursuit of God. And it says this, the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Now, I want to take you back to Exodus when you see that, because the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud that separated the people of Egypt from the children of Israel, it was a barrier that the enemy could not get past. They couldn't go around it. It was an impenetrable force. It was a force of protection. If I can put it in the terms of Job, and if there are any Tim Hawkins fans out there, a Christian comedian, he makes fun of this, but it's really, you know, a really true. He puts a hedge of protection around you. Now, you know, you might not think a hedge is very formidable to deal with, but when I was a child, a friend of mine pushed me into a hedge of holly in Oklahoma. I was collecting money for my paper route, and that was a thorn bush. And let me tell you, I wanted out of that bush as quickly as I could. I didn't want to stay there any longer. And so it says, the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. I want you to know that when you are ministering to the oppressed, when you are meeting felt needs, what is happening is God says, I've got your back. And it's better than any weapon that has been designed for the military. It is better than any person having your back. It's the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. If you want your prayers answered, it says, then you shall call and the Lord will answer. You shall cry and he will say, here I am. I don't know of a person that wants to pray but does not want their prayers answered. And so I encourage you today, one of the benefits for being proactive in our faith and breaking the yoke of oppression and loosing the bonds of wickedness is our prayers are heard. In the New Testament, it talks about our prayers are hindered if there is discord and strife in the home between husband and wife. And so I don't want my prayers hindered. I want my prayers answered. So today, let's not be looking to oppress people, but let's be looking for ways to bless them so that our prayers can be answered. In verse 9 continues, if you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger and speaking wickedness. Okay? So there's the yoke concept again, and there's the pointing of the finger. I want you to know that today, because I am an American, I have a sin problem. Not because I'm not a child of God, but because I am an American. Nehemiah, when he heard about the condition in Jerusalem, he repented of his sins and the sins of his people. He recognized it wasn't a their problem, it is an our problem. When Daniel heard about the conditions, he repented as well. It's called identificational repentance. It's a realization that what affects one in the community affects us all. And so it's not that you and I can point fingers. Remember what happened when Moses first went to Pharaoh. Pharaoh removed the provision of straw and bricks, and I'm looking at the clock, and we're almost done for the day, so I'm going to have to wrap this up. But he said, okay, you're just lazy, and so I'm going to take away the straw that we have been providing for you, and your quota of bricks is not going to be reduced. And the people came back, and they started pointing their finger, or Pharaoh started pointing his finger at them and saying, you're lazy, and that's why you're not making enough bricks. And they pointed their finger and they said, it's your fault because you're not providing the straw. And Pharaoh said, I'm not providing it anymore. New terms of the contract. And your quota had better not go down or you're going to be beaten. So then they walked out and they started pointing their finger at Moses. And they said, Moses, it's your fault because of this. And Moses said, God, what's going on? This is what you told me to do. And he was saying, it was your fault. In the garden, the woman, or Adam, said, God, it's this woman that you gave me. He said, God, it's your fault. It's this woman's fault. And the woman pointed her finger at the snake and said, no, it's his fault. Everybody wants to point their finger at somebody else. Today, I want you to know that no one has compelled me to sin more than myself. And so, but I also want to tell you here that it talks about the speaking of wickedness. Wickedness is not just the things that we do, but it is a manifestation of our heart. It manifests itself in actions, but also out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so the things that take place in the heart, they begin to manifest. And we're not going to be able to get all the way through this passage. We'll have to pick this up on tomorrow's broadcast. But let me just say a quick prayer to close today. Father, I pray for every person that's here. Lord, if they are the oppressed today, I pray that you would proclaim through this radio broadcast freedom for the captives. God, I pray today that someone who's bound by wickedness would be set free to the glory of God. Lord, I pray that you would use us to meet the felt needs of people in this community so that your light would shine brighter than it's ever shone before. God, in Jesus' name, we give you the glory and the honor and the praise. We will see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.